Blog Talk Radio.
Live here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Tori, and I am here with my co-host.
Hello, everyone. This is Pepper Lynn.
And we are back, folks, as we stated, back this week with a new show. And before we jump into it, of course, we're going to be talking about the ridiculous folks on the Republican end that are running for president. We're going to get to that. They had another debate this week, so we're going to talk about that. Or not this week. Yeah, this week. Anywho, I just want to do sort of a public service announcement. We have literally probably gone about a year from doing our last show previous to last week. And we definitely were going to come on and do a lot more shows during the past year. And I just wanted to sort of update and sort of explain. My mom will probably be like, no, you don't need to explain this. But it just really ticks me off because I don't know if any people, because I did not make the announcement, but we did a show on, I believe it was Tuesday, I believe, right? It was Tuesday, I believe. And it was actually, we weren't planning on doing a show on Tuesday. It was always planned to be today on Thursday. But we decided to do a show on Tuesday because of the debate. And that was coming up and some other things. And we actually did a 40-minute show. Okay, people, a 40-minute show. And when you're taking time out of your busy schedule and putting the time in to do a show, when you end the show here on the Blog Talk Network, I expect the output to be of a certain quality. Now, whenever we record a show, I always go back and sort of listen to 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever, of the show, just to see how it sounds, you know what I mean? Just to sort of check on it and to see how the audio and the quality is. Before I get into that about this week's show that we did earlier this week that I had to delete, the show that we did last week, I was not happy with that show. Not what we did, but I was not happy, meaning I was fine with the content of the show, what we did. What I did not like was the quality of the audio, okay? I listened to it, and I was like, I really didn't like it. Again, keep in mind, that was the first show we had done basically within a year, right?
Right.
Of the last show. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, okay, it's been a while. We'll put it up. But I wasn't happy with the show, the audio, the production, whatever the hell have you. Okay, so move forward to this week. And I actually had my mom call in to the show. But then there was an echo, and I could hear the echo. Now, this is moving forward to when we did the show earlier this week. I could hear the echo in the show. But I was thinking, well, maybe it won't be on the, you know, the audience couldn't hear it, maybe. So we kept going, and I even commented, I hear echo, you know. But we kept going with the show. The show was about 40 minutes long, and initially it was going to be 30, but it was about 40 minutes. And, again, it was a really great show, okay? Finish the show, and I go back and pull it up, and it was horrible. The audio was horrible. Not only was there echo, it was, you could hardly understand. It was just a lot of static. You just
couldn't hear clearly.
You couldn't hear clearly. It would cut us on, cut us off. And I would tell you something. I was like, you know what, Mom, I hate, you know, that you took time out of your schedule to do this. I took time out of my schedule, and it was a really great show. But I deleted it, and we just both made the decision to delete the show. And quite frankly, after that, I was like, well, my mom is here, but F Blog Talk, because I know this is turning into a rant, but I just have to say, when we sit up here and we put a show together and we put output and the content is great and you spend your damn time recording a show on a freaking platform that claims that they, you know, quality platform, and you finish and you go back and you pull up your work and it sounds like shit, then I have a problem. This is not the first time I've had a problem with BTR. I don't know what the deal is, but I just have to say this is ridiculous. So if the little BTR moderators, because they have them out there to go and listen to people's shows, I hope you hear this, okay? It's ridiculous. And I'm going to tell you something. We started FOS Radio in 2008, okay? I've already gone through a freaking story on why we started FOS Radio and how we came to host a show with my mother. Check the archives if you want to know the history of that. But the point that I'm trying to make, we started doing FOS Radio in 2008 with the excitement of the upcoming election and the whole freaking campaigning and all of that, okay? If you go and listen to those shows, you could hear us clearly. It was great audio, okay? We were amateurs at that damn point, people, okay? But the audio was there. Okay, we took our time. We were actually doing hour-long shows, 90-minute shows, whatever have you, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. At the time, the platform was free to use, okay? There was no charge at BTR to use their platform. I understand when you're a new platform, sure, you're going to offer your services for free to get people to come in and to use it. And when they got the people in that they wanted, they decided, okay, now we're going to turn it premium, which is fine. That's great. So they offered premium packages to hosts like us who maybe wanted to upgrade to a premium service. However, when we looked at it, the balance to change over to a premium upgrade didn't match what they were offering to give for that premium. We didn't think so. So we were fine to just stay on the basic free platform because we were only on for 30 minutes. We weren't on that much, so surely that would be enough for us. We did try to do premium for, I think, 2 or 3 months, but quite frankly, we weren't utilizing any of the what they claim are the perks with doing premium. We didn't need those extras that they were throwing in. We were fine with what we were doing, so there was no need for us to just throw money away. So we stayed on we went back to just doing the basic plan. People, I honestly believe that BTR has cut back on the quality of hosts that are not on their premium upgrade plans. I really do. And that, to me, is unacceptable. Because if that's the case, just switch it and turn it all to a premium network, okay? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you're going to offer something on a package that is not a fee for it, how dare you F up the freaking quality of what the hosts are putting out when they're taking out their time and their damn energy to come up with these damn shows, and you're deliberately cutting back on the quality of the audio. Now, let me tell you something. I'll tell you what you will hear loud and clear are all these damn commercials and ads that they've thrown up. Okay? I understand this is their business. They're trying to make money. And to make money, they have to have advertising. I understand that. But you're making a whole lot of damn money on us with all these listens we get and all this advertising you have on our freaking show. But then yet and still you're cutting back on our freaking audio. Why? Because we're not a premium upgrade? That's unacceptable to me. I would prefer keep the shit right. If you're going to say you're going to cut back on the quality of hosts that are on a certain particular package plan, do that. Hell, be transparent. But this sneaky-ish is ridiculous because I am sick and tired of sitting here doing shows with my mother. She's taking time out of what she has to do to create a show for our listeners, and we sit here for 40 minutes, and then when you finish it, it's just a bunch of garbled mess. So I just wanted to let people know we would have been, you know, done a lot more shows than what we've done. Okay, but I have been literally ticked off with BTR for a long time. This started a couple of years ago, and I've gone into rants about it before. But it's gotten worse because this mess that I heard last week, the mess that I heard earlier this week was ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. No one could listen to that. No one could listen to that mess, and we would not dare put that out there for our listeners to hear it. I wish you could have heard it. It was damn good. I do say so myself. But I wasn't even happy, actually, with the show last week. I wasn't. The quality and the audio was just not good. So we're going to do this again and see what the hell happens. And I apologize to my mom. I know you just leave it alone. But I just had to say that and just let people know why we've cut back on our show. We're not going to be wasting our time coming up with shows until BTR gets it together, nor will I be forced to get into a premium upgrade. The only way that we will pay for this damn service, what BTR needs to do, is they need to grow a motherfucking pet. I am so sorry, Marcus.
Please.
Man. I am so sorry. I apologize.
Really? Okay.
They need to grow an MFing pair, okay, and just say that the entire platform is a premium service and make everybody pay to get quality service. I would rather you do that than to sit up here and cut back on the technical end for people that aren't giving you what you want, okay? It's ridiculous.
Okay.
And nobody can be wasting giving you $600 a year for what?
All right.
Give us some perks in there that you think we want. Okay, I digress. People, thank you again. Let's try this again for tuning in to FOS Radio on this Thursday, which is TGIT. Thank goodness it's Thursday, which means it is the night of scandal and how to get away with murder. So, people, make sure you tune in. It's getting really good. I have to say, I am an Olix fan, meaning Olivia Fitz, love the fact that they're together, but I just don't like the way that it's been going here of late. But I'm going to see what they're going to have going on, what the writers are doing. But, you know, I'm not really feeling. And why don't they just kill off Jake?
I don't want anyone killed off.
Yeah, please let him fall down an elevator shaft or something.
No,
let him die.
You need that in the programming. You need it.
Jake gets on my nerves.
Well, you need somebody that gets on your nerves.
He's just so. Oh my God, every time Olivia and Fitz have a problem, she runs to Jake, I'm like, oh my God, does she not have a sister, a best friend, someone she could talk to versus running to her ex-boyfriend, ex-fiance, ex-whatever, but whatever have you people, tune in, have your wine, your popcorn on deck, whatever the snack, whatever the hell you eat, tune in, that's tonight, TGIT, thank goodness, it's Thursday. Also,
it's the eve of the weekend.
The eve of the weekend, of course.
Always.
As always. Okay. Also, folks, I don't know if you're aware, but Braxton Family Values, for anyone that enjoys Braxton Family Values, they have had a two-part special called Braxton Family Values Secret. And I think it's from the previous season. I did not get to see part one, but set the DVR for part one, and part two comes back on or comes on tonight. So check your local listings. They come on WeTV. I think it's 9 o'clock, but I don't know, might be 8. So double check that.
Check your timing.
Okay, because you know something is going to run into the same time as Scandal. So you know you got to watch Scandal and DVR.
It's just
else.
So much on TV.
It really is, and we actually were going to do a segment about how far television has come, and there's so much programming, and how it's gotten now with even online companies are now putting out original content, but we don't have time this evening because of my rant, probably. Because
really?
Of my rant.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But
you
yes.
Think?
Yeah. So people tune in, of course, to Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, and definitely the Braxton Family Values special.
Right.
And speaking of the Braxtons, if we want to send a shout out to hopefully for Tamar Braxton to get well soon, sending prayers to her. As you know, Tamar Braxton has been competing in Dance with the Stars, doing very well, even though she's been shafted the whole time. But unfortunately, she fell ill earlier this week.
Yes.
And so she wasn't able to do her live performance on Monday. She did make it back after Dance with the Stars attorneys threatened that if she didn't come back to do the group dance, that she would be removed from the show and she would be eliminated that night.
And that's so crazy.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, you got someone dealing with something that you don't know. So you need to go to the emergency room. You need to go to the hospital, get things checked out, because Tamar, as far as I'm concerned, has been on point each and every time she's danced with her partner. And the week that they switched partners, where they gave you someone else's partner to dance with, it was unfair that night because Tamar had the longest dance with a new partner.
Exactly.
And I just didn't think that was fair. And I'm just saying, I think it's something in the air anyway. With the judges, I want those two ladies, well, women or girls, whatever. It's something up with them and Tamar.
Carrie-Anne and Julianne Ho.
I just think they had it in for Tamar in the beginning. But Tamar made a statement one night when they were practicing, and you know how they let you come in when they're practicing, and she made a statement that, oh, yeah, she thinks she's the best dancer there, and I don't think that they took that really well.
Right.
But if you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect someone else to believe in you? And it's good that she had that in her to say, yeah, I am the best. You claim it.
Exactly.
You claim it.
That's right.
And but I think these judges, and I don't think call-ins are what they're supposed to be. I'm not trusting it. I think these judges are calling the calls, not meaning literally calling in, but they're making the decisions as to who they feel should be there and who should not be there. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of ish going on within the Dancing with the Stars.
They shouldn't. I mean, they've always had, they have a history of doing, specifically women of color, a certain way. And it's just really, you know, it's sad. It's like they don't get their, the actual points that they deserve. They score lower for whatever reason, but then you can have someone else come in and you see the vast mistakes that they make, and they're like, oh.
And they can overlook that.
Yeah, they'll overlook that.
Oh, we'll overlook that. Yeah. But let something happen with Tamar. They're calling her on in and everything.
Yeah.
And everything I've seen that girl do it, except the dance with that switch-up partner, which somehow I feel like he tried to make it hard for her in the beginning. So, you know, I'm just saying.
He said he wanted to challenge her, and I'm thinking, well, you're not exactly her partner for the entire
show.
You
don't challenge her.
If anybody's going to challenge her, that's Val's job. You're there basically to do a dance with her for the switch on. And he acted like he was in a ballet. I don't know what the hell he thought
and
he was.
And it was too fast, and it was too long.
Yeah.
So
but, and then she still pulled it off. It was just one mistake with the arms. But, again, that was what he told her to do. So she shouldn't have been penalized for that. So I think that particular dance should at least have been an 8.
No, they scored a low, but, hey.
But, you know, it is what it is, and it is what they're going to continue to do. And it seems like the powers that be at Dance with Stars really don't give a damn, nor does ABC, because they continue to keep that roster of judges over there. But anywho.
And I think they already decide who they want to win.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That season. I really think that. Okay.
Allegedly, I believe it's rigged. And I'll say allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah,
I believe
yeah.
it's rigged. Because I've been told that it's been rigged and they know who they're going to have as the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they have changed the decision based on certain different criteria that I won't get into here right now. But let's just say
it's a mess.
It's scandalous. Let's just say
it's
that.
It's a mess.
They had a whole lot. For it to be a family-oriented show, that's not a family-oriented show.
No.
It definitely should not be considered family-oriented.
And another thing, I don't feel like they should have anyone come on as a contestant.
Of a certain,
if they're underage.
Exactly.
Let everybody be of age at least.
Exactly.
And coming in.
Exactly. So people, anywho, with all of that, Tamar was able to make it. She did the group dance. You could tell she was not feeling well. And she put out on her social media the next day that, unfortunately, she was going to have to pull out from the Dance with the Stars competition because she went back to the hospital and actually she thought she had walking pneumonia. She did not. She actually had blood clots in her lungs. Both, that's nothing to play with.
And she'd been blessed.
Yes.
Lord knows she was blessed.
Yes, because that's
I'm glad she got out. I'm so glad she got out.
Exactly. And then she was doing a lot, and she was doing so much. And they weren't even taking that into consideration, the way they treated her. But, you know, karma's a bitch. And Dance with the Stars, you know, you got some karma coming. And maybe it be in cancellation or whatever. But by that fact, I do think that they need to get their ish together. And if nothing else, let Julianne Ho go and bring in Maxim as a judge. That would be, you know, something to switch it up a little bit.
I like Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno's
he
pretty
seems
fair.
To be fair.
Bruno's sort of fair.
But those two little devious females.
Yeah.
There's something up with them.
So it's cattiness and bitchiness and jealousy, unfortunately. Really sad, and because she did not put out anything that would make them just deliberately, I think they went on the preconceived notion of what they thought or who they thought Tamar was based on her over-the-top personality, and I think that they're using that to judge her on her dances versus just judging her on her dances, and when you cannot separate the two, then you are not doing your job properly, and you should be removed from your job. And I feel that Carrie Ann and especially Julianne Ho, I know it's tough, but I like to say Ho, it's because she's not doing her job. And I think she just needs to go back to being the D-list actress that she was attempting to be. And I think she did get some man to propose. So after she lost, Ryan Seacrest, go be that Z-list actress that you were attempting to be, because judging Dancing with the Stars is not something that you do well. Folks, time is winding down, and we really wanted to talk about the debate. And not necessarily the debate, but basically the Republicans that are still running for president on the Republican side. Okay, people. I don't know. Everybody has a poll. And it's amazing to me how different these polls are. In one poll, you have on the Republican end, you have Ben Carson at 24%, Donald Trump at 23%, Marco Rubio at 12%, Jeb Bush at 8%, and Ted Cruz at 8%. Now, that's one poll, okay? And that was a poll done by MSNBC. If you look at some other polls, just see how drastic the polls are. That's why it's so important for people not to just hear about poll numbers and just go by your gut and who you think should be running the company, the country. These polls are ridiculous because if you look at other polls, you have a poll coming out saying that Trump is at 27%, Cruz 27%, Carson 13%, Bush at 4%, Rubio at 9%, Fiorina at 4%. Okay, and then you have another that shows Carson 23%, Trump 21%, Rubio 15%, Bush at 8%, Cruz at 5%, Fiorina at 2%. On the Clinton end, you have polls with Clinton at 52%, Sanders at 33%, O'Malley at 5%, another. It's Clinton at 61%, Sanders at 30%, O'Malley with 1%. And you have another for the Democrats. You have Clinton at 69%, Sanders at 21%, and O'Malley at 1%. Right. What we can say, it seems, is that on each poll, Clinton still seems to be outdoing Bernie Sanders.
She's the top runner.
Yes. But, folks, let's get to the Republican candidates. I just have to say this. I am – Mother, I know you tell me never to be shocked by anything, so I'm going to say I am literally –
Don't be shocked, honey.
Okay? I am literally surprised. I mean, it's amazing to me. The night that they had the debate, I watched half of the debate that night, and then I watched the other half the next day. It just behooves me that Donald Trump, Ben Carson, who was caught lying, okay, and then had the nerve to be offended because people called him out on his lie, and he turned it around successfully on other people, okay, still in the running. You have Jeb Bush, John Kasich. You have Marco Rubio. You have Rand Paul. You have Ted Cruz. And I honestly, and I'm not saying this just because I'm definitely – a Hillary Clinton supporter. But here's my problem. There's a sector in our country that is Republican. I understand for whatever reason they choose to be so. But when you look at the candidates that you have to go through and that you have to choose from that end, I'm appalled. Donald Trump is not presidential material.
No.
I understand he's a businessman. Okay, that's fine. That's great. You have an empire. You're good at doing that.
You're good at what you do.
Yeah. But being the president, hell no. And the fact that he still remains the top person, the top contender on the Republican end is frightening. It's more frightening than any horror movie I have ever seen. Okay? And it doesn't help that Ben Carson is number two. And then it doesn't help that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, these people would be a detriment to our country.
Honey, you don't know what to expect from either.
None of them.
Either the candidate.
And Ted
Cruz. It's too much buffoonery going on.
It really is. And Ted Cruz shouldn't even be on the freaking radar. The man was born in Canada, people. He's a Canadian. Okay, and this is where the hypocrisy comes in. He was one of the people that was from the birther movement. You know, the birthers were the people that was accusing then Senator Barack Obama of not even being an American citizen, saying he wasn't born in America. Of course it wasn't true.
Want birth certificate.
Okay. Oh, yeah, wanted him to prove he was born here in America. I mean, people, it's absolutely ridiculous, but the same person that was going after President Obama saying that he was not an American has the audacity to be running for president, and he's not an American himself. He is a Canadian. our president is American. But Ted Cruz is a freaking Canadian.
It was all about race. I don't care what anybody says. It was race. You did not want that black man to be president of this here United States of America.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
But he got it. 2 terms. And I am so glad.
And so proud of him.
And will not speak of his accomplishments.
Exactly.
They're still trying to just grind him into the ground. They won't give him his due.
Exactly.
They won't give him his due. And I'm like, come on, people. You see it. The writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
He's done things to help this country. He's worked.
Definitely.
And that's what
they're pissed about.
Because
that's what they're pissed about. The fact that he got so much done.
He got things done.
Despite them. Despite
not wanting to help him.
Exactly.
Just a mess.
Republicans, and especially extreme conservatives, made it their agenda when President Obama was elected. They made a decision that they were going to do everything in their power to not agree with him on anything. And people, those are the type of people you have sitting up in different public offices, public officials. And I don't understand. It shouldn't be about party affiliation. You need to think about the country and what's best for the country. These people do not have the country and their best interest for
the
country.
The interest they have is their bank account.
Exactly, and for themselves.
And for themselves. And as long as they can do them, forget the little man. They're not thinking about you.
Exactly.
They talk that talk to get that vote from you, and if you fool enough to believe the things that they're saying that they would do, they're not thinking about you. Yeah, they'll take your vote any day.
Okay.
All right. Get me in there. But once you get them in there, I forgot about you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And people, it looks like we run out of time. And if we're talking and we get cut off, I do apologize. We'll be back next week with another show. And, of course, it won't include a rant that took up half the time, of course.
Yes, yes, Ms. T.
Okay. But I have to say, just in case we are cut off before we move into the next subject, everyone have an amazing weekend. And, have a great weekend. And we'll definitely come back with a new show next week. Remember, we have over 140 shows archived. You can always take a listen to past shows and get your life.
Right.
Okay, so definitely want to say as well, with Republicans, I think that it's very something that hasn't been talked about a lot in the news, but I think people should really be making a narrative, especially in the rural South. People are voting for people that don't give a damn about them. They're voting for people that don't care, and I'm speaking specifically about white, low-income, middle-class families in the rural South that are choosing to vote for Republicans specifically because they are thinking they're not voting against anything that is Democrat because they see that as being a socialist or seeing as being you're voting black or whatever have the case, even though it's Hillary Clinton that will probably be the Democratic presidential nominee, they're voting against what they think she stands for, what they think the Democratic Party stands for. And the fact is, white families, poor white families and middle-class white families, none of those people running for the Republican presidential nomination give a damn about you.
We'll say some whites and some white families. I just can't clump everybody in together.
No, I'm saying specifically
in the South.
In the South, the people, not just rural South, wherever around the world, but I'm talking specifically about low-income white families and middle-class white families, and I'm saying all of them. If any of them vote, that's just my personal opinion, Mom. If any of them are voting for any of those Republicans that were standing on that stage, they're voting against their best interests because they don't care about them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The policies and the legislature that they want to make will not help them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're voting against the detriment of your own family.
You're voting to hurt yourself.
You're hurting yourself. You're shooting yourself in the foot. And for that, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people really need to educate themselves on politics. And you need to really educate yourself on where these people stand on their policies. We have been speaking about this every year here on FOS Radio, and I don't know what more people don't understand. Why are you voting against something that's hurting you and your family?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And they're literally telling you, in that debate, if you listen, they were talking about the economy and everything. If you're not listening, if you are a poor white family or a middle-class white family, they don't give a damn about you. And their policy are not going to help you move forward. It's just not. So you really, people should really take a look and take away the party, take away the R, take away the D, and just say, okay, look directly at the person. Look at the person that's running and vote for the person that's going to be the better person for you and your family.
Listen to their views. Listen to what they're explaining to you. Listen to what they want to do for you.
Exactly.
And that's fine. But then when you get these Republicans up here, it's a bunch of buffoonery.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, you don't play with that. You a country. And supposedly the richest country in the world. You can't prove that by me.
Okay.
Those are just words. There's no way in the world you could be the richest country in the world and we are going through what we're going through. It's a bunch of lies.
And again, just to just end with this, the people standing on that stage in the Republican debate, the only people that they're for is the 1% of the top tier in America. And that right there, nothing else needs to be said after that. It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And folks,
after you vote for them, don't go belly walking.
Okay. Hello.
Just forget it. Glad when I then did it.
And also, folks, we also want to say that we're standing with the students at the University of Missouri who continue to go through a lot. Their president recently resigned, Tom Wolf. You can go to my blog, chocolate-chick.com, and get more information on what the happenings of what's going on over at the campus of University of Missouri. After the black students were able to successfully get Wolf to resign over his mishandling of racial relations there on the school, you now had threats that came in against the black students. And there was an arrest made today. And this person has been arrested in connection with making threats, terrorist threats, against the black students on that campus. His name is Hunter Park. He was a student there as well, and he has been arrested, and he has been, and he's looking at up to 7 years in prison, and he's currently been held without bail. So, folks, without bond. So, folks, definitely keep the University of Missouri students in your prayers and to make sure that they're safe, because they have been getting death threats since the resignation of Tom Wolf.
Which is so, that's just ludicrous.
It really is.
It's so ludicrous.
That's another thing we'll talk about more maybe next week. The racial relations in this country has battered people. It's got to get better.
And it appears to be getting worse.
It really does.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, take care. God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in to FOS Radio. As always, keep it locked here. God bless. We're going to go. Bye-bye.
Bye.